بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي الفضل عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال Still in this chapter of the du'as of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the du'as that were taught to the ummah. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا. Hadrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, I said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me something. As'alullahu ta'ala, by which I can ask Allah ta'ala, teach me some dua by which I can ask Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him and told him, make this dua, sallallahu al-afiyah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, well-being, things going smooth, that we don't have problems in our lives. فَمَكَثْتُ أَيَّامًا ثُمَّ جِئْتُ فَقُلْتُ. After a few days, I came back again, and again I repeated the same question, Ya Rasul Allah, عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا أَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Oh Allah's Rasul, teach me something, some words of du'as, by which I can make du'a to Allah Ta'ala. قَالَ لِي Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abbas, Ya Amma Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Abbas, O the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, for well-being, for things going smooth in dunya also and in akhirat also. It has come in the hadith and ulama have mentioned the greatest dua that a person should make, and this is one of the fundamental duas that we should never leave out. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. In the kitab Masnoon Duas, which is a compilation of some duas and the explanation of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, which is available at the Darul Uloom, these duas are written and the explanation of these duas are also given. We should try and understand the explanation, then with much more fervor and feeling we will make these duas also. This dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa, that O Allah, I ask you afwa, mahwun, forgiveness. So our gunas are the cause of all our problems. If gunas are forgiven, then there are no problems also come. So that is the first thing. Well, afiyat fi deen min al fitan, that we are saved in our deen from fitnas, from various temptations, whether it be our lust and woman, whether it be money, whether it be our ego, all this fitnas which are in deen, that we must be protected from them. Wa min wa fit dunya, and in dunya, that min al alam wal mihan, all difficulties, painful conditions, and striving hard for one's rosy. Like we see a laborer, what time in the morning he gets up, how hard work he does, what time he returns home, and he gets so little money, hardly enough for him. So Allah must save us from such difficulty. وَفِي badan min سَيِّئِ الْأَسْقَامِ, and in our body that we must be saved from terrible diseases. Sometimes such disease comes to a person, he becomes useless, he can't do anything, and how many people have to look after him, and yet he's in so much pain and difficulty also. And then the medical bills, etc., those also are coming so heavy. So protection from that also, wal-afiyah, wal-mu'afa, wal-mu'afa, that we don't cause harm to anyone. Sometimes without intention, you make a mistake and you're in driving, and there you cause an accident and you perhaps cause the death also of somebody. And also that we must be protected from the harms of other people. Sometimes you did nothing wrong. You are stopped at the robot at a stop street, and there somebody comes ramming into you from the back. So that you must be protected from that also. What beautiful comprehensive du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. وَنْ شَهْرِ إِبْنِ حَوْشَبْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ قَالَ لِأُمِّ سَلَمَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا يَا أُمَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُ دُعَاءِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا كَانَ عِنْدَكَ. Hazrat Shahr ibn Haushab radiyallahu anhu asked Umm Salma, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the mother of the faithful, what was the most common dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make when he was by you? Qalat kana aktharu du'aihi. She says the most common dua he used to make, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh, the changer of hearts and the turner of hearts, keep my heart firm on your deen. The heart physically also is such a thing, it never rests. Even when a heart operation is done and the heart is taken out of the body and they put it in a bowl, though it's out of the body, but it doesn't stay still for 1 second. It's all the time moving, like jelly moving. It's moving all the time. And spiritually also, the heart's condition changes all the time. And Allah, the heart is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to ask Allah that He turns our hearts towards deen, and firmly we are on deen. We know we experience sometimes laziness come, sometimes temptations come, sometimes we just don't feel like doing anything. So it is all in the control of Allah. And we have to ask Allah that He keeps our hearts on deen. This is where we make our effort, but we must not lose sight of the fact that Allah alone is the doer of all this. وعن أبي درداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كان من دعاء داود صلى الله عليه وسلم. Of the duas of داود عليه الصلاة والسلام, this was one dua also. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is known as A'badul Bashar, the human who had made the most ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That was either in his time or the reality which came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam made the most ibadat. Just like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is known as the most handsome man, but in reality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was the most handsome. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. His dua was, O Allah, I beg of you and I ask you your love. This is also a thing that we don't even think of. The love of Allah is for us, and we have to beg, we have to make effort also to get the love of Allah, and we have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And love is such a thing, your beloved, you remember it all the time. And we should see our condition, that we come to the house of Allah and we engage in namaz, and yet we don't remember Allah. Whereas all the time, wherever we are, we should be remembering Allah. That is a sign that we have the love of Allah Ta'ala, and at least that we fulfill the commands of Allah. How many of us are such that we don't even perform our namazes? We are living, for example, here in Azadwell. 4 azans we hear, but we don't even make our namaz, not even at home. So that love of Allah will be such a thing that it will make it automatically, a person will be obedient to his beloved and remember his beloved. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكْ. And now Allah ask you the love of those who love you. From here we can see the Ahlullah, the Awliya, those who have the love of Allah, their love in our hearts is also for us. And we have to end, it was the nature of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Dawood alayhi salam, that they asked for this love of the righteous and the pious people. We should say, how much of love have we got for the righteous and the pious people? Have we got any love for them in our hearts? والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك. And O Allah, also I ask you of the love of that amal which will convey me to your love. And ulama have written that the love of Allah Wala has been put in the middle in this hadith. The reason for that is, once we get their love and it's easy to acquire their love, then they will connect us to the love of Allah, and they will connect us to the love of amal also, which will take us to Allah Ta'ala. اللهم اجعل حبك احب الي من نفسي واهلي ومن الماء البارد. And in the same dua, this love, it is defined also, to what level must that love be? Must it be 5%, 10%, 80%, how much? So this love must be such that it is more beloved to me than myself, my own desires also, that I feel like sleeping at Fajr time, but Allah's love must be more greater, that that love may bring, catch me up and I go for my Fajr. That I want to look at a woman, that love is in my heart, I really desire to look at her, but Allah's love must be more, that I consider Allah's command and I don't look at her. So Allah's love must be more than my own desires, my own self. Wa ahli, than my family also. The family demands from us haram things, etc. We shouldn't comply with that. Clothes for the children, which are haram, which have got murats, pictures in them, which have got music in them, which are the clothes of the non-believers, etc. The family demands a TV in the house. Allah's love must be more greater, that we don't give in to the love of the family. ومن الماء البارد, and cold water on a hot summer's day. How much a person loves that cold water, Allah's love must be even more than that. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Adillu bi-yad al-jalali wal-ikram. Be continuously be in the shadow of. All the time make this dua, with yad al-jalali wal-ikram. This has been called the words of Allah ta'ala, by which if you call upon Him, He accepts your du'as immediately. So these are very great, and they are two opposite. Ya dhul jalal, the honor, the awe, the greatness of Allah, or the when Allah takes revenge, the anger of Allah, and bil ikram, the kindness, compassion of Allah. So a person from one extreme to the other extreme, he has asked with all the names of Allah Ta'ala. This is Ism-e-Azam. And we should try and even just commonly read Ya Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. While we are getting up, standing every time, these are great, great words, Ya Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. And whatever dua particularly we want accepted, then read Ya Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram, then make your dua. And that dua will be much, much more accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala.